Let's look back at racing from the weekend from Racing and Sports. Gary Crisp joins us. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, good day, Sean. How are things?
Good. Firstly, Friday night, Rebel Dane. What a wonderful win in the Manukato.
Yeah, and look, it was a good performance by him. He's been a very honest sprinter all the way through, and he's always sort of struck some of the top liners, but it was good to see him get that win there on Friday night, and the race fell out for him, and he's not racing as well as he used to, Sean, but he's getting a bit older like all of us, and he's dropped a couple of pounds in his rating, but he's still got the job done.
Fell Swoop, another great effort.
Yeah, look, he's run second couple of times down at Group 1 level, and Matty Dale's got him going really well, and surely there must be a win for him sometime soon. A very consistent sprinter, Sean.
Now, we've got to get to Saturday, Winks. I mean, you guys assess all these races the whole time. How the hell do you assess that?
Well, I must admit it was a bit of an effort there on Saturday night to go through all the processes that we go through to end up with a number for her. But we finally settled on a figure of 133, which is a new peak for her, and certainly in terms of a global ranking puts her equal top with the top UK galloper, Al Mansour, who's been winning everything over there, the French Derby winner, and he's won the Champion Stakes in Ireland, and also the Champion Stakes on Champions Day at Ascot. So a very good horse. She's now rated equal with him, and also with the Japanese stayer, Al Shinakari. So very high figure for a mare, and in terms of historical sense, he's £3 below Black Caviar, who was the joint all-time highest time form rated filial mare with La France and Habibti in 136, but sitting on 133 with her is Golda Kova. You might remember her. She's a three-time Breeders' Cup mile winner, 14 Group 1s beside her name, so a really outstanding mare. Also Zakava, unbeaten in seven runs, and including an arc. And, of course, Trev, a dual arc winner, she sits just a pound above her in 134. So with the figure 133, she's right up there with some of the best ever.
Yeah, start with Gary Crisp from Racing and Sports. The others in the Cox Plate, how does Hartnell, how's his rating been affected by it?
Well, his master rating still stands at 128. Obviously, he didn't quite run that on Saturday. As sometimes when they get in a fight like that and the pressure goes on, it's hard for him. I don't think that Mooney Valley was suited him either, Sean. So he might have appeared disappointing, but he beat the others. And, I mean, when you look at his form, he's beaten Caulfield Cup winner Jamaica. He's run second to Winks. And I don't think, he's lost any gloss at all if he does line up in the Melbourne Cup, where he's still very well weighted. Yankee Rose ran to her form out of the Champion Stakes, and if she continues that form going forward, she's certainly going to be the one to beat in the Oaks in a couple of weeks' time.
Now, from the Vase, Sacred Elixir, a nice winner in that, going forward towards derbies and things like that?
Yeah, nice horse, Sean. I've always liked him. He did very well up in Brisbane and was the Group 1 winner there of the Atkins over 1,600 metres. And he's was a good first-up winner in the Prelude. And then things just didn't work out for him, I think, in the Caulfield Guineas. The blinkers came off on Saturday. Beautiful ride from Damien Lane. And we saw him do the job very comfortably at the finish. And at this stage, I think he's certainly got to be the horse to beat in the Derby.
The Mooney Valley Gold Cup, Chris Waller-Cornell, the Grand Marshal, who shot the barman? And who shot the barman? He's a mad two-miler. He loves it, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. They've had a few clashes, these two pair, there's not a lot between them, I don't think, either, although Grand Marshal gave a kilo away to who shot the barman on Saturday. So it was a pretty game performance, and they'll line up in the Melbourne Cup, and they'll run well. They can run the 2 miles straight out, and I guess if they get a bit of moisture in the ground as well, that will help them for sure.
United States had apparently a little bit of a hiccup on the way through, but they didn't reflect on Saturday, won well.
No, look, he's a very good horse, United States. He's a Randwick Stakes winner, Group 1 winner at Wait for Age in Sydney, during the autumn. And he's had a few interruptions this time in, but he was just too classy for them on Saturday. Didn't run to his peak rating there on Saturday, so he's still got room to move on that figure. And interesting to see where he goes, but he's certainly going to be a threat wherever he goes.
What else caught your eye on Saturday at Mooney Valley? Anything in particular?
Look, apart from the feature races, I think, that's right, that they were the main ones. Obviously, the Winx was just, you had to stop and think about that performance and assess that. But, I mean, Sweet Sherry was very good, I thought, as well, Sean, in the Crockett Stakes. She, was back and wide and got the job done. And she's very consistent filly, and she's had a few setbacks. So maybe, she'll improve off that figure again.
All right. And anything locally that caught your eye?
I think Daisy Duke was pretty good in Sydney. She got to 1400 for the first time, and she put them away very quickly in the closing stages once she put her mind on the job. As Ronnie said after the race, she does sort of, run a race in patches in the straight, but when she applies herself, she's certainly, very competitive, and there's got to be further wins in store for her, whether Ronnie does take her to Melbourne. But lightly raced with a good record, so they're the sort of horses that, punters need to focus on.
And you'd look and say, all right, Winx, she's won the Cox Plate. You don't do that easily, but she's, you wouldn't think it's a gut buster, although she's won impressively. You'd hope maybe that she might be able to go on to that McKinnon Stakes on the final day.
You would. But, we thought that too in the autumn with the Queen Elizabeth. But I think that if they have their heart set on a third Cox Plate, and like that's racing legend stuff, that's Mackay Diva stuff, and they've got a terrific horse here, and maybe the greater good that they aim further down the back, three Cox Plates might be just put the horse away and let her have a spell,
Yeah, we've just been greedy as spectators who love seeing her, that's all.
Well, I think that's right, but I think the McKinnon will be a good race without it.
All right, good on you, Gary. Good to catch up, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, good on you, Sean. See
Thanks
you.
A lot. Gary Chris there from Racing and Sports.